Republican Tudor Dixon, Gretchen Whitmer lied to us about school closures. By Hannah Blow on October 27, 2022. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, lied about the reality of school closures during Tuesday night's debate. A Michigan Freedom Fund ad reveals, walking viewers through the reality of the situation, which had some students out of school for well over a year. During Tuesday's debate against Republican Tudor Dixon, Whitmer claimed that children were only out of school for 3 months in her state during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. "I'm pretty sure I just heard an audible gasp around town when Gretchen Whitmer said that kids were out of school for 3 months," Dixon said, adding, "perhaps she wasn't paying attention to what was actually happening. This is shocking to me that she thinks that schools were only closed for 3 months. Or maybe she thinks she can convince you that schools were only closed for 3 months. But you know better because your students are the ones that are desperately behind," the Republican explained, yet Whitmer remained in denial. On Thursday, Dixon shared a new ad, setting the record straight. "Every parent knows their children were out of school longer than 3 months. Gretchen Whitmer lied to us. Again. No one is falling for Gretchen's attempts at stretching the truth," she said. The ad itself features a collection of news reports over the past 2 years, beginning with Whitmer's March 1, 2020 announcement about shutting down schools. In July 2020, Whitmer said, "I'm not sending kids into our schools unless it's safe. We're listening to scientists, not politicians." Months later, in November 2020, Whitmer announced a 3-week ban on in-person instruction for high schools, only to extend it weeks later. Throughout the next year, in-person learning remained uncertain as many returning students still faced mask mandates. Flint students will remain out of the classroom. They will continue to learn remotely until further notice. The montage continues, dating the report January 21, 2022, a whopping 680 days after Whitmer's school closures. Further, on January 27, 2022, Whitmer essentially admitted that some students were still not back in school as she called on schools to use virtual education to bring back in-person learning. Watch. In other words, Whitmer's claim that students were only out of school for 3 months is an outright falsehood.